Welcome back to Senior Matters. I'm your host, Penny Wolfgang. And right now, we're going to be talking to an old friend, Darlene McClay, about Summit Healthcare Solutions. What do they do? How can they help you? What does Care Solutions mean? Welcome, Darlene. I know that I'm not going to ask you those questions all like at once, okay? Welcome. We'll start easily. What is Summit Healthcare Solutions? What do they do?
Well, thank you very much for having me back. It's a pleasure. We represent individuals who are either residing or are planning to be admitted to nursing homes or in assisted livings for New York State Medicaid. So we take care of the whole process for them. We obtain the documentation, we file the application, we stay in contact with the examiner, with the facility, with the family, all the way up to the point of actually getting the application approved.
I wish I knew you a long time ago when I was going through all of this, because as you are going to point out, this is the most complicated process for and upsetting and emotionally upsetting and complicated for a person to go through. So they're going to be so fortunate that you're around to help them, because I don't know if people realize all of the, I don't know, bureaucratic information that they have to give and process they have to go through. So how different is it when you're doing this than when an attorney is doing this?
Well, let me actually back up to one of the comments that you had made, that we have a fair amount of our clients who come to us and say a couple of things. One of them is they've already started the process and it's so overwhelming. And they learned midway that we exist. So they've actually come and basically dumped the papers and say, we can't do this anymore. Help, help. And then the other scenario, which we see a lot of, is similar to what you just said, is families will say, I can't believe that we weren't aware of you when we had to do my aunt a couple years ago. And we've been actually representing individuals, and we've been at the same office on Millersport Highway for 20 years. We represent individuals not only in Buffalo, but all across the state of New York. And we actually represent in 10 other states across the country. So most of people's and individuals' awareness of our organization for the last 20 years, until we started to do some advertising and some radio with you guys, is really word of mouth, and or the nursing home is our number one referral source. But to answer your question, Penny, the biggest difference that we see between us and a legal firm is that we charge a flat rate. So the individual knows exactly what the cost is up front. We don't charge any additional fees. We don't charge by the hour. We don't charge any if the case is, you know, more complicated, or we get a case manager that asks for additional documentation. None of that impacts our arrangement with the family or our fee structure. The other big difference that we hear from families is that when they engage Summit to take care of their mom or dad or loved one's Medicaid, we take care of the whole process soup to nuts. So we actually are driving to the banks. We're actually reaching out to the life insurance companies. We're actually meeting with the financial advisors on behalf of them, on behalf of our client, to get the documents. We obtain the documents. We deliver the documents to Medicaid. We basically do virtually all of it, so that once a family member engages Summit, they're able to just focus on their loved one. They're able to focus on their needs, because at the time, there's so many things going on. This is the last thing they need to deal with.
Absolutely. And what you said and what I said is, because I had to do it myself once, is so complicated, and really you need help so much. And at the worst time, one of the worst times of your life, you know, when you're dealing with a loved one, because usually it's at a time when the person is having to go into a nursing home or go into assisted living, or one that comes along with it. So that's usually difficult too. So it's so good that I didn't know you were here. Like I said, a lot of people must say, oh, I wish I had known you were here. However, let me just talk a little bit about the process itself. What would people need to bring or tell you or do to get your assistance, to have you go ahead with this process for them?
Well, we ask them to call our office initially and ask for the intake department, and they'll meet with one of our intake coordinators and they'll basically do a general assessment, because we don't want somebody to come to our organization too early. We always say to people, we don't want to take your loved one's money if we can't provide them a benefit. So we do a general assessment to make sure that they're going to be qualified, at least on the surface, in the next couple months. If the person comes to us and they have significant resources that disqualify them, we will either refer them to our Medicaid planning department, who can help give them some direction on what is they can spend down, what they can't spend down. If we think that they should be setting up a trust, or we think they should be doing legal matters, we refer them to a law firm. So what they do is they call our office. We do an intake, generally takes less than 15 minutes. We send out some paperwork, some authorizations. And then once that gets back into our office, we assign their loved one's case to one case manager, and they'll take care of the application and the whole process from beginning to end. The first thing our case manager does when they get a case is reaches out to the family member or the contact person and sets up either a meeting, or we'll do a Zoom meeting, or we'll come to their house, or we'll meet them at the local Tim Hortons. We'll do whatever the family wants us to do. And we ask them just to provide us the current information. So tax returns, if they have filed any, if they have the current bank statements, retirement accounts, anything they know about the life insurance. Hardly any of our clients have 5 years of historical financial data and documents. So we don't expect them to have that. We just ask them to give us the beginning phases. And then from that point forward, we kick into gear and we take care of acquiring, obtaining, and delivering all of the verifications and all of the 60 months of documents that are required.
Well, that's such a relief, you know, for the people, I'm sure, when you take this over. It must be like, what do they call it, lift a weight off their shoulders, right? You know, to have somebody to do this for them. What happened to you guys and to the clients during this COVID period? Were you and are you far behind because of people that couldn't get your services during that time, or what happened?
No, we actually provided services all during COVID. We provided some services where we would have Zoom, which some of the families were very comfortable with. But people were being admitted to nursing homes. People were needing Medicaid. We did a lot of telephone consultations. We did a lot of work over the telephone, but we hand delivered all of our applications to Medicaid when the offices were open. I think some of the biggest challenges during COVID was the counties were closed, and a lot of the examiners were working from home. And so it was hard to communicate with them about the status of your case if they didn't have it at home. So there was inherent delays, more on their end than on our end. But we also did have some delays because you would be reaching out to banks. And a lot of times those bank employees were also working remotely. But we continued to work. We are not behind at all. All of our applications are in good standing and being processed. On any given day, we could have between 100 and 200 applications pending out of this office alone.
You mentioned that you had help, that you had service outside of Western New York area as well. I did not know that. It's not solely a local Summit Healthcare Solutions.
No, it is not. And we have slowly grown over the last 20 years, and we've grown basically organically. And when I say that, I mean we have clients here in Western New York where the owner actually owns facilities downstate. They've then brought us downstate to do their facilities down there. Other facilities in the community hear about us down there. They start handing out our brochures. We also have some local ownership here who owns nursing homes in other states across the country. Again, we've actually been asked by them to move out to their states, help their facilities. We're in Illinois, Georgia, Pennsylvania. I don't even have the list here, but we have about 10 or 12 states we do services for. And again, once we end up in that area, it seems like the nursing home staff talk and they say, hey, we have this service. We have this company. They're helping our families. It's a godsend to us. I don't have to deal with the families. I don't have to deal with the Medicaid office. I send these families to this company out of Buffalo, New York. They take care of everything. We get our Medicaid approved and everybody's happy. So we've basically grown very slowly. But surprisingly, we are, as I said, I think in 12 different states, plus all across New York.
I keep saying the same thing. Why didn't I know about you when I needed all this help? I want to just want to go back to something else that you said. You're dealing with the nursing homes a lot, obviously. Do you are you in the position where you recommend certain nursing homes, or if you can help people find the right one for them or get admitted and anything like that?
Well, we don't do any placement and we don't recommend nursing homes because we're not qualified to make those recommendations. However, we do have some services who do placement, and we will refer families who inquire about that to people who are more qualified than us. But one of the other things that we do have a very significant impact is facilities tend to be hesitant to admit somebody blindly without understanding their financials. Because as you know, once you get into the nursing home, if something goes wrong, it's almost impossible for the nursing home to discharge them. So they have to be fiscally attentive to their admissions now. And we have several facilities, I can't even tell you how many now, who will require that a family actually engage Summit to represent their loved one for Medicaid before they'll offer them a bed. Because they just need to secure the receivable. They just need to know that the application is going to be completed. And the other reality of our business, Penny, is that many of our clients, unfortunately, because the application process can take so long, some applications take upwards of 6 months, and some patients come to us and they're on hospice or they're in declining medical condition. So we do have some clients who actually pass away while the application is still pending. And that's the other reason facilities want us to be involved, because we will finish the case. We will make sure it gets decisioned. We will make sure that the nursing home gets paid. And it also helps the family, because once your loved one has passed on, this is the absolute last thing that you want to have anything to do with.
Right. It's hard enough while you're dealing with your loved one as well while they're there. But after, as you said, just being involved with paperwork or anything to do with it would be really, really hard. As far as the nursing homes go, you already pointed this out, but they must really like having Summit as an intermediary. So between, you know, the patient and knowing what they can count on you to go ahead with the paperwork and with the figures and with the necessary admissions so that they, you know, they can count on somebody knowing what they're doing.
Well, and that's really true. And there's also an intangible benefit of us and actually referring your families to Summit. As I say to business office managers all the time, when a family goes and does this process on their own and they receive a request list from Medicaid that's as long as their arm, they tend to go into the business office and ask for help or say, how do you do this? And what I try to share with business office staff is, so not only are you trying to help them with a process that you're not even comfortable doing, but then all of a sudden it could be a spouse who's elderly, who's trying to get the Medicaid for his wife. And the next thing you know, he's talking to you about his 3-year-old great-granddaughter's birthday from this past weekend, and you need to be part of that conversation. So now you're spending 45 minutes to an hour with this man because you need to do that, when in fact, that's what we do and that's what we want to do. So if you send them to us, we'll take care of all of that. And we do have a personal relationship with all of our clients because, as I said, they only work with one case manager. And the case managers that work at Summit have an average length of employment here of 10 years. So we have a lot of longevity, a lot of people who have a lot of experience, and they're very compassionate people.
Well, you would have to be. And also that speaks so well for you, because as we know, you know, getting good employees is one of the toughest things that's happening in society at every level, so that you can keep people and that you have been able to train them and they're experienced is important for the consumer to know.
Well, it's taken us many, many years and a lot of synergy between all of our case managers to be able to learn what we know about the process. And there's not a day that goes by where somebody in our office either asks a question to somebody else about a specific case, because they're all different. and not a week that goes by that somebody's not referencing a regulation to make sure that we are not only doing it right on our end, but making sure that the examiner who is reviewing our client's case is also following the regulations, which is one of the advantages of a family engaging summit. Is if you go it alone, Medicaid could ask you anything. The worker could require anything, and you don't know whether it really is required or not. You don't know whether to push back. You can get a decision on your case, and you don't even know whether it's right or wrong. So there's a lot of advantages to having somebody who has the experience of summit to be able to represent your loved one.
Well, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I need you to just, again, before we close, give the details of how the telephone number and any other way that people could reach Summit Healthcare if they need their assistance.
Great. Just give us a call. Our office number is 332-6487. We don't have an auto attendant. We have people here answering the phone from 9 to 4. And you should be able to speak to an intake coordinator right away. We also have a website. It's called MedicaidBySummit.com. You can also go in that. If it's more convenient, you can fill out a contact form and somebody will reach back to you, usually within the same day. So again, it's either calling our office 332-6487 or visiting us on our website at MedicaidBySummit.com.
And the fact that you can get a real person that just on the phone, that just closes the deal, Darlene. Thank you so much for talking to us. And we will be back soon. Please stay tuned for another segment on WEC Radio Senior Matters, The Big WEC.